Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Trumais, Perik Yod, Mishnah Gimel. Haroidev, someone takes Pas Chama, hot bread, out of the oven. They used to stick the bread onto the oven, onto the wall of the oven. That's why the Lashon is Haroidev, you take it down. When the son, and he placed it, Al Pi Chavias, Shel Yayin Shel Truma, he puts it on the opening of a barrel that has wine of Truma inside. Rabbi Meir, Oyser. The Meir says, if you're not a kohen, you can't eat the bread. Hot bread that was placed on an open barrel of wine takes in the reyach of the truma. The wine is truma and the reyach goes into the bread. Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says that's just the point. The reyach, but not the taste. It has an aroma, but doesn't have the taste. Now that's the shaila. What is aroma? According to Rabbi Meir, it answers it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't. Only taste answers it. Rabbi Yossi says, look, if the bread is made out of wheat and you put it on the wine, I'm not worried about the geschmack, the smell of the wine, the aroma of the wine that is absorbed by the bread. Because the nature of chitim is it takes in just the aroma and not the taste. But if this bread is made out of barley and you put it onto the opening of the wine, then it is aser. The nature of barley is it draws in the wine. It draws in the wine in such a way that you not only have aroma, but you also have the taste. And therefore, it's aser to someone who's not a kohen. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if you take hot bread out of an oven and you put it on the opening of a barrel that has truma wine, the Meir asers it for people that are not kohanim because the pas draws the reyach, the aroma of the wine. And according to the Meir, Reicha Milsa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Reach without tam does not answer it. Rabbi Yossi says, if the bread is made out of wheat, it's not a problem, but if it's barley bread, it takes in the moisture of the wine. It's not just aroma, it's also taste, and therefore it's awesome.